Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this council meeting for Wednesday, the 23rd of September. We'll start with a prayer. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And acknowledgement to country, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. So good evening and welcome to the September virtual ordinary council meeting. And this is on Wednesday, the 23rd of September, 2020. I welcome councillors, management and staff, and those members of the public viewing the live stream or watching the recording at a later time. As part of our efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19 and in accordance with Section 395 of the Local Government Act 2020, this council meeting is being held by virtual means and live streamed on council's website. It is therefore not open to the public to attend in person. There are a number of requirements for the holding of a virtual council meeting. Firstly, in order for councillors to be recorded as present at the meeting, each councillor must confirm they can hear proceedings, that they can see all councillors and in attendance, be seen by all other councillors in attendance, and they can be heard to speak. When we move to agenda three on the agenda, councillors present, I'll ask councillors to confirm this. Secondly, it's a requirement that all virtual council meetings are made accessible to the public by being streamed live on the council website. A quorum for a meeting of council is five councillors. If for some reason the quorum requirement is not able to be met during the meeting due to councillors experiencing technical difficulties, we will temporarily adjourn the meeting and attempt to restore the connection for all councillors. This will also be the case should we experience technical difficulties with the live stream. Should we encounter significant technical difficulties that do not allow us to continue today's council meeting at all, the meeting will be adjourned and those items on the agenda that have not been considered will be deferred for consideration by council at a later date, of which we will advise the public. When voting tonight, I'll ask councillors to raise their hand. Please keep your hand raised until I have confirmed all councillor names have voted and ask you to lower your hand. Should any councillor wish to speak to an item, I will ask you to raise your hand and I will call upon you in the order that you raised your hand. The audio and video recording from tonight's virtual council meeting will be published on council website within 48 hours of the meeting concluding. Thank you. I'll now move to item three of the agenda, which is determining the presence of councillors. And as I go through each councillor, I'll ask you to acknowledge that you can see and hear all other councillors and obviously that you're present. So I'll just start with obviously the layout on my screen. So starting with Anthony Cirillos. Anthony.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I confirm that I'm present and I can hear and see every other councillor. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Milne.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I can see and hear everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Healy, please.
Yes, I can confirm, Mayor Clemens, that I can see and hear everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Modica. Might give that a crack with the mute off there, Councillor Modica. Okay, yeah, we're having a little bit of difficulty. Try that now. Okay, just try pushing the cable into the side of your computer.
How's that, Mayor Clements? Can you hear me now?
Yes, can hear you loud and clear.
I can. I've endeavoured to see and hear everybody, but I can now. Thank you, Mayor Clements.
Thank you, and I'll send you the bill for the technical advice. Councillor Eckel.
So I confirm, Mr. Mayor, that I can see and hear everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Poole, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I confirm I can see and hear all. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Sedgman, please.
Likewise, Mr. Mayor, everyone's loud and clear.
Thank you. And Councillor Brown.
Yes, I can see and hear everyone clearly.
Okay, well done. So we'll move into the agenda now, and item four is apologies and absences, and we have none. So we move to item five, which is confirmation of minutes. The first is the ordinary council meeting of council held on the 26th of August 2020, and a confidential meeting of council held on the 26th of August 2020. Do I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Sedgman. And a seconder in Councillor Cirillo. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. We'll now move to item six on the agenda, which is a confirmation of council auspiced meetings, with a recommendation that council note the assembly of councillors records for the following meetings: Council Planning Forum on the 24th of August, COVID-19 briefing on the 28th of August, Finance Advisory Committee meeting on the 9th of September, another Council Forum on the 9th of September, and a COVID-19 briefing on the 11th of September. Do I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Poole, Councillor Healy to second. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? Move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Thank you. Item seven is notification of absence, and we have none. And item eight is mayoral report, which we don't have because we are in caretaker mode. And likewise, councillor reports, we have none because of caretaker mode. Response to councillor questions, we have none. Councillor Eckel, I think perhaps councillor questions might be a good point of time for you to make your comments, if you choose to.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I think it's very, very appropriate because we've lost a very highly regarded identity in the St. Rasia community only yesterday in Mary Chandler. I've been associated with Mary from a council perspective since the year 2000, and she was an avid attender of council meetings in the early days, and did attend them quite often in the later days. Mary was, of course, one of the Nawinji toxic waste dumper warriors. She's certainly was considered as a passionate train warrior, the return of the Vinelander. She was an author, historian, Mallee National Parks warrior, and daughter of Les Chandler, who was instrumental in setting up the national parks, and avid bird watcher, photographer, and historian and author. Mary was a great supporter of the Cardross Hall, and they'll certainly miss her out there, particularly that event that they have every year with the scarecrows. The Redcliffs train, big supporter of that, and everything Redcliffs and Cardross. So Mary passed away yesterday afternoon suddenly, and leaves behind an extraordinary legacy of conservation, hope and inspiration for us all, and for our next generation. So a veil to Mary. Condolences, of course, to her family and friends, and we'll miss her dearly. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, thank you, Councillor Eckel. That's all I said. When anyone passes, but particularly someone with a great community spirit like Mary, it's a very sad thing to occur. That probably should have gone under notices of motion at item 12, but in any event, notices of motion, we have none. Petitions... joint letters and...
Mr. Mayor, you've missed questions from councillors.
Sorry, are there any other questions from councillors? Okay, we'll go with Councillor Millen, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got a couple of brief ones. Number one is, what is the expected completed cost, including stage two, for the Mildura South Sporting Complex?
Okay, Mr. Horson, please.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Stage one budget currently is at 31.6, and we've had that additional funding from the netball cricket lighting project, which was 1.58, which gives a total of 33.2. And we're currently trying to advocate for another 10 million from the state government for stage two.
Happy with that response, Councillor Milne?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Any other questions, Councillor Milne?
Have we had a recent discussion with Cooma Tory regarding the sister city visits and what will happen in 2021?
Okay, who wants to take that? Mr. Parham?
Through the Mayor. Yes, Councillor Milne, Cooma Tory made contact with Council earlier this calendar year and requested that their visit in August of this year be postponed because of COVID. And between Mildura and Cooma Tory, we've committed to make contact early in the new calendar year to see if we can, or if it's appropriate, to schedule a visit around August of 2021.
Thank you for that. Third question is, Donata Karatsa asked me recently for directions to the Red Cliffs because there's no signage showing the way. Can I ask again why there's no sign on the highway to direct people to the Red Cliffs?
Thinking Ms. Whelan. Thank you.
Yes. Through you, Mayor. Yes. After the question was originally asked, what we actually did was put together a group that included Rural Roads Victoria and Mildura Regional Development to look at tourism signage across the municipality because it has to meet certain standards. So it had been agreed that the Redcliffe's cliff signage would be part of a holistic approach to a review of tourism signage for Redcliffe's, and that we'd use that as a trial to get the signage consistent and up to standard for Redcliffe's, and then we'd move that out across the municipality. So this was proposed as a new initiative in the 2021 budget, and as we know, that most new initiatives were not funded. So that is still the plan. We need to be able to fund it.
Okay, we're making progress. Thank you. The fourth one is, Warrnambool has just been given $10 million for their sporting ground from the state government. Do we have an update on $10 million for our sporting ground?
Mr. Horson, please.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. As mentioned, we're the $10 million hopefully is in the state budget that will be announced soon. However, that's up to the state government if they choose to fund it. I think all the efforts that this council's done over this year and previous years in advocating for that, they're well and truly aware of our requirement for that $10 million. So hopefully that would be forthcoming in the budget.
Well, cross our fingers. Thank you, Mr. Horson. The last one is, do we know when the Murrellville Library will open?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. We're just waiting on a number of DPICs to get the building permit signed off. And obviously with the COVID restrictions, the library can't be open. So we're hoping as those restrictions are lifted, that'll coincide with that works being done. In the interim, we're providing a remote service to the Mallee Track residents, which has worked quite well through our courier service and so forth. So hopefully it'll coincide when the restrictions are lifted and later on in this year.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Horson. That's it, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Thank you. I think Councillor Healy had a question.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a constituent question, and I want to point out that because we are in caretaker mode, I did urge the constituent to send that question in through the question time at the end of the agenda, but they were fairly keen for a councillor to ask the question. And the question is, why do we allow contamination in our green waste? why don't we monitor what comes in? Why do we use contaminated green waste as a dust suppression when it generally creates its own dust and has harmful particles that have been mixed in during the mulching process? Why don't we use spray on dust suppression methods used throughout the world and easy to use? And why can't residents access mulch from the tip?
Ms. Whelan, please.
Through you, Mayor. So as of 6th of July this year, garden waste that's dropped off by residents is no longer processed on site at Mildura Landfill and no longer being used for dust suppression. So there is now a Cleaner Waste staff member monitoring green waste that is being dropped off before being transported to their off-site processing location. So in the future, Council will be undertaking dust suppression via spray control methods. And as per the contract we have in place, the garden waste product is now being sent to an off-site processing location along with what is collected in the curbside organics system and does not come back to Mildura Landfill. So residents can no longer access mulch at the landfill. But the good news is that there will be an excellent product at the end of that that can be purchased and reused.
Any other questions, Councillor Healy?
The last question again, why can't residents access mulch from the tip that's free? Was the question free as in most other tips for landfills around the country?
Because we will have no mulch at the landfill. It won't be available.
Okay. Any other questions, Councillor Healy?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Eckel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, can we have an update, if there is an update, on the Platinum Group? I think they were given a $150,000 grant from the state government to proceed and look for private investment into the motorsports precinct. Can we have a report on how that's going and if there's any progress?
Councillor Eckel, we really needed questions to be, and other councillors to be submitted in writing prior to this meeting, as was previously circulated. But Mr. Horsten, I'll allow the question if you'd care to answer it.
The $150,000 was an election budget allocation that was through the Regional Development Victoria to facilitate the development of business brokerage or funding brokerage for the project. I have inquired in recent times around that, and they're still coming to grips with what that actually is and when that would be forthcoming. So there's no real further update on what they're planning to do. With regard to the expression of interest process that we were running and the interest shown by the Platinum Group, they are actually still in discussions with the government in regard to what that proposal would be and what the state government would be willing to pursue. So they're two separate items there, but that's about the status of the proposal.
Thank you. Councillor Eckel, are you satisfied with that?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and sorry for the procedural issue. If you wouldn't mind, if I could add on a question to Councillor Milne's question in regards to signage, so it's not of additional nature. If you would allow me to ask that question, please.
Yes, go ahead.
Ms. Whelan is aware of the push for numerous years now for the Oasis and Murray Outback signage to be taken down from the skins around our region. They're about 20 years old now. I'm just asking whether that is part of that overall audit process. Thank you.
Ms. Whelan?
Through you, Mayor. Yes, it has been discussed as part of that working group, but we're still waiting to hear back from other authorities in regard to those signs.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Ms. Whelan.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from any other councillors? No? Thank you. We'll move on. Item 12, notices of motion, we have none. Item 13, petitions, letters and deputations, we have none. Which brings us to general business, and our first item of general business is item 14.1, Community Relief and Recovery Plan COVID-19, with a recommendation to that Council note the Community Relief and Recovery Plan COVID-19 for information. Do I have a mover for that, please?
With a comment, please.
Councillor Paul with a comment, and a seconder with Councillor Sedgman. Yes, Councillor Paul.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just to Brett Millington, who's leading the economic plan, and Cherie Jukes leading the social plan, plus the over 30 other services and organisations, we thank you for your collaborative approach and immense amount of effort so far. I just wanted to comment, it's been picked up a few times, because this document is so thorough. So for example, each theme details all the actions, who is responsible, who the partners are, and the timeline. So for example, on page 37, it lists all the partners, but they're mainly the acronyms. So it's got MDVS, MDVS. So we had suggested that prior to this thorough document going public, that there's please an additional page just elaborating on all those acronyms so that people know who all the partners are involved. And I again say well done to all involved. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Paul. Is there anyone else who wishes to make a comment? No, we have a mover in Councillor Paul, a seconder in Councillor Sedgman. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against the motion? I'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. The next item on the agenda is item 14.2 at page 58, the development and use agreement, Nichols Point Primary School, with a recommendation at 2 that Council endorse the execution of the development and use agreement as presented between the Minister of Education and the Nichols Point Primary School Council in Mildura Rural City Council. Do I have a mover for that, please? That would be Councillor Healy.
With a comment, please, Mr. Mayor.
Certainly. Councillor Milne, a second. Councillor Healy, go ahead, please.
Sometimes as a council, we are accused of taking a long time to make decisions, and this one has taken 15 years to come to fruition. But I do acknowledge that this had a lot to do with different agencies coming together and the legal requirements. So in finishing, I do, though, commend to the people from Council who did work on it, with all the staff changes and the hold-ups from a legal aspect and a government aspect, that it's now appears to have become a benchmark for partnerships with councils for such community agreements. So a long time, but well done.
Thank you, Councillor Healy. So we now have a mover in Councillor Healy and a seconder in Councillor Milne. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against the motion? Okay, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Motion is carried. We now move to item 14.3, clarification of a doubles resolution, with a recommendation that Council, with regard to resolution 2020/0147 of the ordinary council meeting of council held on the 22nd of July 2020, provide further clarification with respect to the intention of the resolution by defining a rural road as being a road outside an urban area, defining an urban area as per the definition in the Road Management Act 2004 in relation to roads being roads which have a speed limit of 60 kilometres per hour or less, not being a speed limit which applies only because of a temporary reason such as roadworks or a street event, or there are buildings on land next to the road, or there is street lighting at intervals not exceeding 100 metres for a distance of at least 500 metres, or if the length of the road is less than 500 metres over the length of the road, and confirming that the reference to the rural roads with respect of the 22nd of July 2020 resolution relating to A doubles refers to all roads that lie outside the Sunraysia irrigated area as presented by the attached map, and for those roads to be gazetted for A double access, and those roads that fall within the Sunraysia irrigated area will be subject to permit requests. We'll have a mover for that, please. That would be Councillor Brown. Seconded Councillor Milne. Is there anyone who wishes to speak against this motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour?
Excuse me, Mayor Clements. I think Councillor Modick is trying to speak.
Okay, Councillor Modick, you might have to, your mute is showing as being on, and you might try your wire again.
How's that, Mayor Clements? Nothing?
Yep, no, that was spot on. Just unmute again. You need to unmute again. Okay, try that. No, you have muted again.
Sorry. This has given me grief from the moment I've plugged it in. I would like to lay this on the table, actually.
Okay, so that's a procedural motion that doesn't enter into debate. It's just a matter of a vote. So to lay it on the table, we have a mover in Councillor Modica. Do I have a seconder for laying this motion on the table? Sorry, technically we don't need a seconder. So we simply move to the vote, and all those in favour of laying this motion on the table? All those against? The motion is defeated, Councillor Modica.
Thank you, Mayor Clements.
We now revert to the original motion, which was as read. The motion was moved by Councillor Brown, seconded by Councillor Milne. Does anyone wish to speak against that motion? No, we'll move to the vote. All those in favour? Against? Councillor Modica noted the only vote against. The motion is carried. Thank you. Okay, item 15 on the agenda is urgent business, and we have none. Community questions? We have no community questions. So before I close the meeting, I'd just like to say that this is our last, technically our last public meeting, and we do, I think, have a special council meeting coming up soon, but technically this is our last formal council meeting. I'd just like to congratulate all the councillors on their 4 years of service to the community. I think you've all done a marvellous job. And for all of those of you who are intending to continue, I wish you the best of luck in the coming election. But for those who have chosen not to, and I might get this wrong, but I'm pretty sure Councillor Cirillo is not going to continue, Councillor Poole, Councillor Brown and myself. I'd like to particularly thank you guys for your service, but I really want to single out Councillor Brown because Councillor Brown is a very long-standing councillor. He is perhaps what you might call an elder statesman of this council, and he's done a marvellous job for a number of years and very well represented the Mallee Track and those more remote areas of our community. So thank you all for your service. In particular, Councillor Brown, thank you for yours. And I hope all of those of you who choose to go on and have, I hope you have great success. So I'll now formally declare this council meeting closed, and thank you very much. Cheers.